Want to know what it really takes to build a thriving, profitable business from the ground up? Hey, I'm your host, Cody Burch, and this is the Cody Builds a Business podcast, your unfiltered front row seat to watching me build a seven-figure online business from scratch or die trying. Let's get started. At Traffic and Conversion Summit a few weeks ago, Ryan Dice, the CEO of Digital Marketer, he said that funnels are good, but funnels are incomplete. Now, some people that know that I have a podcast and they haven't listened, they assume that this is all about funnel building. And as you long-term listeners know, it's not exactly about that at all. It's about running a business. It's about the challenges and things I've overcome along the way and the victories I've got and the failures and everything in between. And I love doing it. So let's talk about customer journey for a second. Customer journey is, let's just put it this way, it's the more successful customers we can create. And so if you are in the health and wellness space or the weight loss space, let's say you sell a 90-day challenge and you help people lose body fat, for example. Fitness is always a really simple example for me. So let's say you get people into that system. It's not about how big your email list is. It's not about how big your pixeled audience is on Facebook. It's not about how big your retargeting audience is on YouTube or how many subscribers you have or fans you have or downloads you have. It's about the number, the more successful business you can create is based on the number of successful customers you can create. Does that make sense? Getting people all the way through your system is more determinant of how big you can grow your business. So having a friend of mine who runs an online trainer academy, and he said they got like their 1,000th success story or their 1,000th testimonial or video testimonial, some big milestone. He's like, my program works so well. I've created so many successful customers. He didn't say it that way, but that's what he was saying without using that exact type of language. And that's what business is all about. It's not about growing a huge list. It's not about getting a big retargeting audience, et cetera, right? It's about creating successful customers. And that's what I mean by the customer journey. So if you've written a book, like I've sold, I don't know, 1,000 copies of my book or whatever, and there's been an amount of people that just probably have never even opened it, right? Maybe that's 80%, 50%. I don't know what it is, but that's true with anything. If you create something or you put a YouTube video out there, or you give a inspiring speech, how many people become successful based on that thing? And the number is not huge, right? The percentage is not huge. Let me put it that way. So it's like buying a treadmill and keeping it in your spare bedroom. And turns out you don't end up looking like the person on the infomercial that you saw late at night because you have to actually use the thing. And that's what I mean by the entire customer journey. It's not about how many treadmills you sold. It's how many people can you get fit and in shape with the tool or device that you sold them. That's what I mean by customer journey. Okay. Taking a cold prospect and turning them into a transformed customer that have gotten great results, and now they sing your praises and they make you feel amazing and they give you great testimonials. That's true. Everything I just said is true. I totally believe it. It's not my original thought. It's something that I definitely believe. And here's a but, and it's a big but. It's a big however. We can't create customers out of thin air. I've talked on the podcast several times. I've probably had 3 or 4 episodes about this very content, but it's like walking down the street and somebody yelling at you saying, hey, stranger, engage with me, buy my thing, buy my course, buy my widget, buy my product, hire me for this service. We just can't do that. Like, it's not an effective way. If you've ever tried something like that, and maybe your version of that is on Facebook and you write an ad that says, I've got this thing and you should buy it. And how'd that work out for you? We're far better off selling our services and our products to people who know us, like us, and trust us and have gotten a great result. Now, the drum that I'm banging in 2019 is around lead generation. And what I mean by that is taking cold traffic or warm traffic, people that are aware of who you are, and then converting them to a subscriber. Why? Well, so you can send them emails. You can use their email, your email audience to retarget them on Facebook or YouTube or wherever you advertise your business, if anywhere. And they can start to get a feel for you. Like, I want you to pause this podcast and go subscribe if you're not already doing that. That'd be amazing because I want to be able to be in your AirPods or your headphones several times a week and building up trust and building up a relationship with you about the way I see things, the way I see the world, the way I run my business, the way I run my products and my promotions. That's what I want you to do for the people you seek to serve, is you start to build that and create that type of content for them and they get a good feel for who you are. I'm running a promotion. It's the 100 Leads Challenge. It kicks off next Monday. And it's all around this, right? If I'm going to bang the drum of lead generation, I've just seen businesses transformed when they can really predictably get leads in their business, when they can attract traffic to their site and they can get them a result. And the best way I can explain what I mean when I say get a lead or even creating a lead magnet or something to attract leads or generate leads, it's getting people not from point A to point Z, but from point A to point B. So my friend Nicholas says, if you sell a course around teaching people to play rock and roll guitar, your lead magnet might be power chords, or even beyond that, the F chord or whatever, right? That might be your lead magnet, point A to point B. And they go, this is working. What I learned from Cody is starting to get me a result. I wonder what's next. I've tried to lose weight before and I never have. And now I met you and now I'm losing weight. I've tried to invest in the stock market before and it's never worked. And now I've met you and I'm getting a result. I've tried to play the guitar before. I've tried to be a better parent or be in a better relationship. And I've never been able to do that until I met you. And so when it comes to lead magnets and lead generation, sometimes we try to do too much. We try to do too much with what we try to do. And honestly, critics would say that a 77-page book, my book is an ebook, it's also a physical book you can buy on Amazon. They would say, hey, that's a little bit too long. And maybe that's true. The book takes like 45 minutes to read. Whether that's the perfect lead magnet or not is irrelevant. It's a great lead magnet for me, for people to raise their hand and say, I'm into building funnels in some way, but it's always been kind of hard until I met you. And now I know. Now I have the template and the framework and I know what's going on in the business. Does that make sense? So that's where we lose it with lead generation. We're not specific enough typically. We try to do too much and we push people away. And they think, when I opt into Cody's stuff, it's too overwhelming. I don't know what to do next. I didn't get a result. And then we start to train them that when we send a piece of communication or we make a PDF, a cheat sheet, a checklist, a download, that they're also not going to have to do that. And that's all wrong as well. So if we can get more traffic to our offers and then convert those offers into subscribers of our podcast, of our show, of our email list, or of our newsletter, whatever that is, then we're far better off. Now, I got a conversation today in the 100 Leads Challenge. I didn't close that loop. Sorry. If you go to 100leadschallenge.com, you can sign up. It's a totally free 5-day challenge to help you get more leads in your business. I have a chat bot set up that just welcomes people, says, hey, you're in, and here's what you can expect, and here's how the challenge goes. And it asks them a couple questions, and then it's a very short little chat bot sequence. And a guy got to the end. Actually, yesterday, Facebook had an outage. Earlier this week, had a big outage. And so I was manually chatting people saying, hey, welcome to the challenge. It's Cody here. And he's like, is this really Cody? And I was like, yeah, it's really me. I just wanted to welcome you and say hi. And he started to say very nice things to me. He said, hey, I've been following you for a while. And he said nice things. He's like, you have a sincere heart and you really want to help people, et cetera. I was like, oh man, thank you so much. When you create something like all of us are doing out in the world, it's great to get feedback. Like we just don't get a lot of feedback. And so he just said very nice things. And it made me think, that's just me putting in the work and putting the reps in, doing show after show after show and promotion after promotion, making my Facebook ads that I'm currently running. I'm running ads now for the last 2 weeks leading up to the challenge, and I'm teaching about lead generation. So hopefully the ads in and of themselves are helpful and valuable, and they're not pitchy and they're not salesy. They're actually trying to get people a result just by reading an ad. How often does that happen? Usually the ad is trying to sell you something or convince you of something, and this is like, hey, I want to teach you something. You need to know this concept. And if you like it, then great. And some of the ads I've been running don't even have a call to action, but they're just goodwill out in the world. And that's why I want you to get more leads in your business. Darn near impossible to generate sales and customers out of thin air. Strangers aren't going to hire you for your high ticket coaching program. You need to be able to drive qualified traffic to become a qualified subscriber, get them a result, love on them, take care of them, and then invite them to work with you down the way. So yes, in summary, it is all about the customer journey. It's about creating a ton of successful customers. And like my friend John, if we can get to 1,000 video testimonials of our products, services, ideas, nonprofits, whatever we are selling and helping in the world, if we can get 1,000 video testimonials, you can say we've made it. And it took John, you know, only 12 years to get that. He's been putting in the reps himself for sure. So the whole journey matters, but we've got to get leads in the front door. We've got to get people to walk in. Imagine you run a brick and mortar. I don't think a lot of my people on the show run bricks and mortar companies, but let's say you had a gelato shop. I love gelato, and there's not very much good gelato here in Colorado Springs. If you know of one, please let me know. And let's say you had the best gelato in the entire world. Your product was just spot on. You flew to Italy and you got trained by the most amazing gelato craftsman chef that's been doing it for generations and generations and generations. And you came back to Colorado and you had the best gelato in the whole world. But what if nobody ever comes in your door? What if no foot traffic ever comes in? What if nobody ever put a little bell on the door and the bell never rings because nobody ever comes in? So we need traffic. We need people to come in. When they come in, we need them to sample the gelato in this case. We need to give them a big scoop, a big generous scoop of gelato and say, try this. I made this for you. It's very, and they go, oh, this is so good. And The purveyor of this gelato shop was generous and warm and welcoming and kind. I just like the place, and they have a great product. I think a lot of us think we have a really great product, and we're not doing enough to get the leads in the door. So that's my rant for today, my thoughts for today. It's a very polite rant, if you might say. And if you want to check out the 100 Leads Challenge, please do so. I'll put a link in the show notes. Love to join. Love to have you join us. Love to host you and guide you through that. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be free to join. Great videos, great trainings. Every day we'll send out a short video with a short, simple activity to give you the framework that you need, that I use to create literally hundreds of thousands of leads, probably more like 100,000 leads, not over 200,000, but at least 100,000 leads in the last 2 years through myself and through some of my clients' work. We've just generated a ton of leads. I've got a great framework to show you that's totally free in the 5-day challenge. So please join me there. Please join me on my quest to generate a lot of leads. I bought the domain, but have not done anything with it yet. But I bought the domain Million Leads Mission. Like, what if I could help people get a million leads in their business, qualified leads, good leads, so I can sell them their great stuff? I meet everybody I meet, they've got great stuff. And whether it's a $100,000 mastermind I go to, or a $10,000 event, or a $200 event, the answer, the challenge, the struggle is the same everywhere I go. I need to get more leads. And that's what I'm here to do, to help. So join me. Love to have you.